Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the NJGHS, and I'm here with Brian, the tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Another month dead and gone, man. This was like a blur.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I know you've been busy with your house stuff, but... And I've been busy with school and everything, but still, it's like it's going so fast.
Almost a half a year gone.
My son's birthday is tomorrow, May 30th. Happy birthday to Brian, my son, who turns 19 on May 30th, my Gemini.
Two more years.
19.
Two more years, he can hit the bars.
I have a 19-year-old. Oh, my God. That's like...
This is his last teenage year.
Oh, I know. Wow.
In 2 years, he'll be hitting the bars.
Oh, please. Yeah, I know. Every mother wants to think, not my kid, you know, but...
You know better.
I know. But, wow, my baby's 19. It was funny because I found some old pictures when I was looking for something else. And I was like, wow, I forgot when we almost had some cookout at our house back when I was married to his father. And Teresa was there, and Larry, even Jeff, the kid's father, is in the... my ex is in one of the pictures, and I'm looking at the picture. It's kind of like, kind of darkened and faded because it's so old, you know? And I could look at it enough to realize, wow, it's Jeff. He's sitting next to Mike Raccone. And I was like, oh my God. It just hit me. Like, we have aged. I mean, to see Larry sitting there, Larry was like, this is before Larry went with the kind of salt and pepper in his hair. He kind of colors it and looks fine, but. And, you know, Teresa's the only one really who still looks the same. And I say, sorry, but she never had kids. So, you know, she's been a bodybuilder all these years and never had kids. So she's the only one out of all of us that still looks the same. But, you know, like, I've aged and gained weight. Jeff has gained weight, you know. But I was looking back at the picture of him, and I'm like, wow. You know, this, I couldn't believe to look at, like, how much younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the picture of me. I still had the big, like, you know, hair. And I'm holding my friend Fiona's baby, and I'm like, oh, my God, I had big hair, and my husband was so young and thin. Oh, my God. And I was like, and Brian was just a teeny little guy. He was just walking. He must have been about 18 months, 24 months in these photos. I'm like,
the good old days.
Wow. But and to see, like, I wonder what happened. All Mike Raccone's kids were there, Mike and Rose. He was a scream. I don't know if I ever told you about Mike Raccone, but the man... God bless him, the funniest guy. I met him when I was working at Herc Celanese. He was in the mailroom. And, you know, we got to be friends, he and his wife. And it got to be a really good gang of, like, Mike and Cheryl, me and Jeff, Teresa, Mike and Rose. And we would just, it all happened because we had one major part. I think it was when we had, Jeff and I had our 10th anniversary party at our house. It was black tie, and we invited all these people. And after that, it was like, Cheryl's like, oh, we had so much fun, we want to have a party at our house. So the next week, we went and partied all at their house. Next week, it was at Kate and Keith's house. Next week, it was Mike and Rose's. And it was just, we all just kept rotating. It was a good group for a while there. And anyway, but Mike was the funniest thing. And I was telling Mike one time how our mailman at the house was Dane. He was a nice black man. But, you know, my mail was either getting lost or not showing up and everything, so I kind of nicknamed him Lame Dane.
How horrible.
Well, the night that we're supposed to go to Kate and Keith's house for a party, everybody was meeting at our house, and the week before, you have to know and love my friend Cheryl. Oh, and Brett, our neighbor next door, Brett, would always be in on all these parties, too. The week before this party, we're all meeting at our house, but the week before was a massive party at Cheryl and Mike's. Cheryl got so wasted. And this is still back in the day. I mean, everybody had CD players, but she was like, you know, when you get really drunk and you still had access to what we call vinyl, you know, a phonograph. So she's digging out all her old Grateful Dead albums and stuff. And long story short, she was so toasted that she put on Red, White, and Blue by the Grateful Dead. She left the room, came back, and she was wrapped in the American flag. And then she jump-humped Brett on the couch and wrapped the flag around him, so she was topless underneath the flag. And she's, like, kind of dry-humping him and singing and everything to the song. And we're cracking up, but Mike comes over and he goes, Christ, you know, her husband's going to kill that guy. And even Brett was thinking, this is it. You know, because Mike, her husband, walked out of the room. He's like, this guy's going to get a bat or a gun. He's going to kill me. Oh, no. Oh, no. You got to love Mike. He comes in with a camcorder. And he films it. So she calls me up the next day, and she's in tears. Oh, my God, you all hate me. I'm like, why would we hate you? And she goes, Michael. Here she is hungover the next day with a massive hangover. Her husband makes her watch the video of herself. And she's, like, mortified. She thinks we're like, no, that was that's on record as the best party ever. Girlfriend, you, like, scored. It was hysterical. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. So the following week, we're all going to go to Kate and Keith's. Mike Raccone, he shows up. Now, I had the mail slot in the door of this house that we lived in Westfield, and he had a black man's penis, dildo, but mm-hmm. It was a double header, okay? Well, you know, people are showing up, and I think Mike and Cheryl are already there, and all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door, banging on the door, going, Ms. Muller, I have a delivery for you. And it's Mike, and he's got this big schlong hanging through the mail slot of my door. Okay. So I open it up. We're all cracking up. And then he comes in. He goes, oh, I got you something, Cheryl. And he took off one of the conference rooms at Herc Selney's. They had these little holders with one international flag in it, these little flags, like desktop things that for each country that we had an office mm-hmm. in. And he goes, here, I got you something, Cheryl. It may not fit, but... It's a scream. So, anyway. But it was neat to see those old pictures and harken back to those microcone days and the fun. The fun. Anyway, moving on, I want to just clarify, we got our cemetery hunts. First one is tomorrow night, May 30th, on my son's birthday. And that's going to be in the Union Cemetery in Hackettstown. Maybe you'll see the ghost of Tilly Smith. Who knows? Dina Tirico is leading this. And, of course, you can check out the website for the Cemetery Hunts 2009. We've got them running almost every weekend. It looks pretty good. We've got a few to be determined in September. The convene time is always 9 o'clock. For the one taking place tomorrow night, as long as the weather isn't a problem, usually you meet in the parking lot across the street from that main stone archway on Mountain Ave there in Hackettstown. It's where there's a Ed's Health Food Store and there's a dry cleaners there, so that's a good place to park. And Dina can have everybody sign in on the waiver sheet and go over the instructions, and the newbies go with her for training. And usually you reconvene around 10:15 and everybody gets smudged off and off you go. So you must be a member to participate in the cemetery hunts. No on-site memberships will be granted. Please prepay via PayPal on the homepage of the NJGHS.net site. And you should have fun with that. If you get any interesting evidence, make sure you bring it to our attention. We can either post it on the site or bring it to a meeting for review. That's always cool. And then we also have monthly meetings. Now, these are pretty cool. They're free and open to the public to attend. And the first one's going to be on June 3rd. And that's going to be in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road. That's the Central Jersey Division. And team leader Brian McCauley heads up that division. And next one is June 16th from 6... Did I mention the first one, Central Jersey, is from 7 to 8:30 p.m., in case I forgot? Because there's a different time for the North Jersey. We had to switch our time. So North Jersey meeting is on June 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. It's in the Blue Room of the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This month's meeting topic, demonology and exorcism, is led by team leader Dina Tirico. As I was saying, all meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You don't have to be a member. You can buy membership while you're there, t-shirts, bumper stickers, books, what have you. You usually have some neat stuff you can pick up while you're there. And if you have any interesting photos or recordings, you can have them reviewed during our Share and Scare segment of the meeting. Pretty good, huh?
Very good.
Yeah? Want to take a break?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed. What a shame we don't have any of those traits. Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghost.com. and human.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week, we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter. Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostmandemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Before the end of our lives,
we're trying to figure out what is causing this massive die-off of bats that's occurring here in the Northeast and spreading.
We could see the end of an entire species of bats.
And this is, in terms of bats, this is turning out to be, appears at this point, to be about as bad as one's imagination could have it.
I think you need to pass along this love of the earth down, because it's, if you lose it, then we lose the earth in many ways.
Be a part of history for the filming of a new documentary and music journey at the Benefit for Caves concert, a music festival benefiting cave and bat preservation, 7 p.m. Saturday, August 8th, 2009, at the Widow Jane Mine, Rosendale, New York.
We can help in some small way. We'd like to be able to do that. And only through generous contributions and sponsorship, we may be able to fit a few hundred people in to the entrance of this mine, the Widow Jane Mine. Hopefully we can do it.
The Benefit for Caves, August 8th, 2009 at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale soon through the Tri-State Speleologic Society. For more information, visit benefitforthecaves.com, a production of the Tri-State Speleological Society, Incorporated, and Galileo Productions, LLC.
This is Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, it's time for Parashare. This is the part wherein, if you actually had a Parashare, which would be like a ghost encounter or some type of paranormal experience, or you were on a cemetery hunt or on an investigative team and you had something interesting happen, you would put it in an email, right, Brian?
That would be one of the ways, yes.
And who would you email it to?
The deadline at ngghs.net.
Very good, very good.
Or? I might leave it on your e-voice.
Our e-voice is pretty crappy.
Well?
But I really liked how Nathan did it. Now, you don't have to be as professional as Nathan and sit there in a studio and record it, but you know what? You could.
Most people have a digital recorder.
Most people have digital recorders and can MP3 it and attach an MP3 to an email to the deadline at ngghs.net, and we can play it that way. So if you're not one to want to sit there and type, there you go. Nathan even worked in an EVP example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, he's in a class by himself, but the rest of you, that's something you can aspire to. But you don't even have to go to have the bar that high. You could just freaking email me and say, this is what happened, you know. Or, I don't feel like writing it all out. Can you call me? Because I can call you and I can record the conversation as well with my little digital recorder and the three-way doohickey that you got me at Radio Shack.
The three-way doohickey.
Baby. Anyway, so if you send a Parashare in and we read it on the show, you get one credit, and you can use your credits to gain membership in the NJGHS, only one credit necessary, or you can save up and send in 10 Parashares and you get use 10 credits for a natal chart. I'll keep track of the Parashares, let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, time, and place, and I'll send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. Well, we do have an update. Woody of Stumpy's Blues Bar in Arlington, Texas, he sent us a couple Parashares a while back. And on April 27th, we'd already recorded, so that's why this is kind of late in getting to you all. But in April 27th, he wrote to me and he said he had an update. He said, my ghost, Tom, touched me twice last weekend while I was in the club. Now, I guess I should refresh your memory. Tom is the ghost of the kind of homeless guy that was mm-hmm. taken in at this bar to kind of, well, when it was a store, and he lived upstairs on a cot and would keep an eye on the place. But he now hangs out at the club. Anyway, Tom touched me twice last weekend while I was in the club. One time it was to remind me to lock the back door. It was crazy. He also has begun flushing the toilets in the ladies' room to let us know he is there.
Pervert.
Woo! And here's a little weirdness for you. This is separate and apart from Woody. The website, informationageprayer.com, offers, for people too busy to speak to God themselves, a daily service of invocations. Using voice synthesizing software for Catholics, Protestants, Jews, or Muslims. Starting each day reciting the Lord's Prayer or the Islamic Fajr, I don't know how that's pronounced, is a $3.95 a month charge. What?
Fajr. Fajr.
What's that?
Remember Austin Powers?
No.
Gold member?
No.
You never saw it?
I saw it, but I don't remember.
Well, he had the Dutch accent. It's your Fajr. Your Fajr, your father.
Okay. All right, well, so for $3.95 a month, you can get the Lord's Prayer opening up each day. Hail Marys are 70 cents a day for 10. A complete rosary package is available for $49.95 a month. Each prayer is voiced individually according to a March report on livescience.com. With the subscriber's name on the screen, and for Muslim prayers, the computer's speakers point toward Mecca. I love it. I thought that was just the coolest thing. And you know, that whole Mecca thing is real. When I used to coordinate these huge underwriter conferences when I worked in the reinsurance industry, and every year you have a major underwriting conference and all your main underwriters come in from all your offices around the world. And if you were bringing in people of that faith, you know, from that part of the world, you know, the Middle East, I literally, when I was scoping out the hotel, would be standing there with a compass, and I'd have to go in and verify, because I wanted to always make sure, hands-on, what rooms were set up for my VIPs, mm-hmm. and then I would have to go around with the compass and find the hotel rooms that faced Mecca, so that way I could tell them, you know, when you check in and you go to this room, when you're looking out the window, you are already facing Mecca. And it's like amazing the details you have to put into planning a conference for people. But that whole Mecca thing is the real deal. I mean, they were very big on that, so.
Okay.
Cool to know. Anyway, we will be right back.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Hey, this is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, and certified paranormal investigator with the NJGHS. When I start getting homesick for New Jersey, I tune in to Lauren Bryan. So kick back. You're listening to The Deadline.
It's time for Paranormal Pictionary. Each week, a picture of paranormal relevance will appear on the Deadline page of the NJGHS.net website. Actually, a portion of the picture will appear at the beginning. On the beginning day the show uploads, each day following the initial upload of the show, another portion of the picture will be revealed. By Tuesday, if no one's identified the picture, the entire picture will be posted. Obviously, if someone figures it out before the entire picture is revealed, the announcement will be made on the Deadline page and the entire picture will appear. The first person to email the deadline at njghs.net with the correct ID of the picture will win an NJGHS t-shirt and membership in the NJGHS. If you're already a member, you can pass along your winning membership to a family member or friend, but keep the t-shirt for yourself. As always, NJGHS team leaders are not allowed to participate in this contest. Also, winners must not have won in the past 30 days via the NJGHS site or the deadline. Now, last week's picture was of Alcatraz. This week, we've got a pretty good one. You'll have to check out njghs.net/thedeadline.html to see this week's Paranormal Pictionary. Good luck.
The vault is open. You're listening to the Haunted Headlines, your source for the stories making waves in the paranormal news. Sponsored by GhostVillage.com at www.ghostvillage.com/news.
Good evening, you're listening to the Haunted Headlines, Ghost Village's weekly journey on the paranormal news wire to bring you the biggest stories affecting the ghost community. Ghosts are getting in the way by being in the road again. In a story from the LA Times reporting from Chivu, Zimbabwe, people are fearing spirits in the road who seem to be taking the lives of some travelers and putting others in the line of fire there. They believe the ancestors on a stretch of road are angry, maybe in remembrance of Cecil Rhodes, who founded the diamond company De Beers and settled Zimbabwe. Rhodes helped to establish a camp near what is now the highway, and local people strongly believe that many were thrown to a burning pit by the diamond companies. The superstitious among the locals also feel that the younger generation has neglected the rituals that once kept them safe. More than 36 people have died on this road in recent days, including Susan Tsvangirai, the wife of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, and another accident there in mid-April killed almost 29 people. The debate rages whether the accidents and the deaths are due to bad spirits in the road or treacherous passage caused by a lack of funds needed to fix the road. Many people in Zimbabwe feel the two are connected. Newport, Rhode Island is known for its mansions on the ocean and historic tales of ghosts, and often the two go hand in hand. One of the more visible houses in the town is now for sale. Bell Court Castle, Bellevue Ave's oldest mansion, has been put up for sale for $7.2 million by the sole surviving member of the family, Harley Tinney, who has owned it for more than half a century. The property was listed on May 1st and is another paranormal real estate to come up for sale since the beginning of the year. This listing might be one of the harder and most telling so far. Newport has long been known as an anchor of affluence in New England, and the Bell Court has one of the most stable properties throughout the last half of the century. In addition to seeking a peek into the old life in Newport and the antiques which have come to characterize the castle, visitors might spot any of the shadows or ghostly figures people have reported there over the years, including the castle's famous monk. In keeping with the paranormal real estate theme, another property in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has gone through a radical transformation in recent days, and the financial backers of the change are hoping a different face will help the old building lose its ghosts. In the coming days, Memorial Hospital, which recently celebrated its 85th year, will become a hotel. According to a story from KOAT, the ABC affiliate out of Albuquerque, the empty, falling-down building, which became a mental health facility in the 1980s, was the site of all the gloom and doom traditionally associated with asylums, and helped to spark rumors and tales of paranormal energy still present there. According to authorities, Klinger Construction will be handling the renovations on the 2.3-acre property, and people on the cruise are reporting the same ghostly happenings that people spoke of for years before it closed and later became a target for ghost hunters and thrill seekers. Quote, "I'm sure it's haunted," Ray Smith with Klinger says. "Don't go on the second floor of the West Wing by yourself." The Hotel Park Central, the hotel which is being built, is expected to open up in about a year. Those are the haunted headlines for this week. Make sure to stop by Ghost Village's news section to read about these stories and more at www.ghostvillage.com/news. Till next week, I'm Chris Balzano, and that's what's haunting me.
So, how are you? Just doing a social barometer check here.
Oh,
how
okay.
You doing?
Not bad.
Okay, good.
I'm pointed to Mecca.
Oh, I know. Hey, I just want to make sure everybody remembers August 14th to 16th. Shut up. I know, that was close. That was close. Whew. Or August 14th to 16th, Dayton, Ohio. That's where the Ohio Paracon is taking place. John Kachuba, Keith Age, and Stephen LaChance will be there. And you can check all the information out on ohioparacon.com. They have all their details there. And that was Brian Klein, co-founder of Southern Ohio Paranormal Research, who brought that info to us. You can check out his website at southernohioparanormal.org. And while you're checking out websites, you might want to check out podcastalley.com and vote for the deadline. Huh, there's a thought. Because it's going to be June 1st soon, in a matter of days. So it's very critical, people, that you vote for the show on the first of the month. That's what really drives us up in the rankings. Okay? I think I've whined and complained and nagged about this enough, right?
Over the years, yes.
Yeah, collectively. And make sure you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. The link is on the homepage of njghs.net. This way you get the latest and greatest information blasted into your email inbox about cemetery hunts, meetings, and blah, blah, blah. And don't forget to be a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip, the MySpace of the paranormal. Go to americashauntedroadtrip.com and register today. You'll network with paranormal authors from the series of books as well as other investigators and paranormal fans. I am so hungry. And it's not EVPs, people. It's just my stomach growling, if that's what's coming over the microphone.
Not the first time.
I know, but I'm starving. Dude, I'm hungry. All right, so we're going to sign out of here. Thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
As always, our team leaders, Dina Chirico and Brian McCauley. Of course, thanks to you for listening and voting at Podcast Alley. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.